I met this mostly blind guy. He could still see, but he was heading towards total blindness. Wasn't much to look at. The most boring personality I met in years. But he started coming in 3 or 4 times a week to see me. And one time when he gave me some money, I said, let me spend this money. Let's go out and eat my treat. He never had any hustler do that to him. We started really getting to know each other on a personal level and really started caring for each other. This guy had been with somebody for 30 years. The guy committed suicide when he found out he was dying. This was just before I met him. But I also found out that he was just a naturally real, nice, sincere guy. He didn't believe in manipulating people, didn't believe in using them. To make a long story short, I guess, we just became the best of friends. He got me a job working with the state alongside him in the mental health system. I came straight from the streets, but he knew that I was good dealing psychologically with people because I came from the streets. I knew what it was like to deal with people who didn't fit in with society. A lot of people will tell you that hustlers and street people, whatever you want to call them, are garbage. There's nothing redeeming about us, that we're lazy, we're parasites. Most of us aren't. For 18 years, I scrubbed this man's toilets, I scrubbed his living rooms, I answered his phone calls, I did his shopping, I lugged his luggage around when nobody else would. His nice, respectable friends just wanted to be with him so he would treat them to nice dinners at the restaurants, but they were not going to help him in the ways he needed their help. He was blind and he was diabetic. Right at the time I worked at the state hospital with him, when we first went there, he could move around healthily. He had a bounce in his walk. He was strong. Within a few years, he was fainting whenever he tried to stand up. He started not being able to stand up and walk without leaning on my arm. He started going through hell, and I kind of knew that his last days were running. It took about a year recovering from his death. As I said, when I first met him, he was boring, fat, stank, but he had something in him which anybody in their right mind looks for more than anything in life besides survival. Somebody who's honest, moralistic, and will always be there, supporting you no matter what. Through all the good times, the bad times, the ups and the downs. I landed up with a fat old troll. That fat old troll was worth everything. The glamour image, the shallowness, the superficiality that most of the gay men have to offer is nothing. I got something they never found. I found love. And it's all because of a dirty bookstore on Polk Street. I mention all this because it may not sound like it's Polk Street, but it is Polk Street. Our lives aren't always in the bars and in the dirty bookstores or in the alleys. And sometimes I really made a change in people's lives on the everyday human-to-human level with people, and they've done important things for me. That's what counts.